So let's get started. So Kedaka Bakodesh, right, the Ramban has Hakdamas to the Sfarim. You have Hakdama here to Bamidbar. I'll be honest.
We're doing the Hakdamas to the Nitziv with them later.
I might be doing the Hakdamas to the Nitziv with them.
If I have
a pre-show this morning, I think we might be doing the Hakdama. I mean, then we would be doing the Hakdama to the Nitziv. So I'll be honest, like what I'm about to say is a little bit of just like free association. I was like reading this, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of this, and that reminds me of that. And we'll see if it's really coherent or just, some thoughts. But let's see. So it's the Ramban. I apologize that it got a little bit cut off, but you guys will manage. I'll get the official copy, so the original, so that I have all the words. Acher Shibir Torah Sakarbonos, Besefer Hashlishi. So the Ramban, let's bring ourselves up to speed. I think the Ramban says that the first Sefer, Bereishis, is about the Bria of the world, of humanity, of Am Yisrael. The second Sefer is about Galus and Geula, getting us back to that level we were in, right, going down to before Shibud Mitzrayim. And then we have, now we're in the Geula. What is the Geula? The Geula means the high level, the Hashras Hashtina, which is going to be embodied by the Kruvim, the Aron, by the Hashras Hashchina and the Mishkan. So therefore we get to Vayikra, which is about kind of living with that Hashras Hashchina in terms of the Avodah of the Mishkan. And now we're up to Bamidbar. Okay. Achar Shibir Torah Sakarbonos B'Sefer HaShlishi. Hischil Ata L'Sader B'Sefer HaZeh HaMitzvos Shenitztavu B'Inyan Olmoy. Now that we know about the Avodah, about Karbonos, now we're talking, I don't know if the Ramban would agree with this, but if Vayikra... It's also just totally parenthetical. It's interesting trying to figure out Vayikra. Obviously, the overarching theme is Avodas HaKarbanos, but there's lots of mitzvahs in Vayikra. There's lots of mitzvahs like focused to Am Yisrael, not to the Kohanim. So it would be a good thing to do if you guys want a senior project at TABC. So figuring out what are the themes of the mitzvahs and how are they somehow weaved in between the Avodas HaKarbanos and what are the messages there. But Lamaise, the overarching theme was Avodas HaKarbanos. So now we're talking about, so what I was about to say, if Vayikra is kind of focused on the Mishkan as it impacts the Kohanim, so now I would say the Ramban might be saying here, we're talking about how the Mishkan impacts Klal Yisrael as a whole. Okay? Hischil ata l'sader b'tzeva rezeh ha-mitzvah sh'nitztavu b'inin oel moed. Ukvar hizir al tumas mikdash v'kadash v'legoros. We already got the idea that one cannot enter the mikdash, the mishkan, right, state of tuma. One can't eat kachem in a state of tuma. Va'ata yagbil es hamishka. Now we're taking it a step further. Until now we've had the idea of not being machalel the kedusha in its most extreme state of going into the mikdash in a state of tuma. Now we're talking about how to appreciate that kedusha beyond that. Ata yagbil es hamishkan biyoso b'midbar. Now we're having boundaries around the Mishkan in its position in the Midbar. Kasher Higbil Har Sinai, just like we had the different boundaries on Har Sinai. Bios Hakavod Sham Tziva VaAzarek Revumas Kasher Marsham Kisakol Yisakel. Right, the Ramban, could be the Ramban even said this when the Ramban talks about the Mishkan, but there's a lot of parallels between the mitzvos now about how to protect ourselves, not getting too close to the Mishkan and not getting too close to Har Sinai. Don't see as the Mishkan is being revealed, meaning is being disassembled, right? Because then you could die. Same kind of idea by Har Sinai. Okay, so now it's talking about all of Klal Yisrael having these boundaries. And even in terms of the Levim and the Kohanim, how they're treating the Mishkan as it's being disassembled and assembled and traveling with it, that's parallel to the idea of the rules of the Kohanim and Har Sinai. So now we're talking about how Klal Yisrael has to encamp around it and not get too close, how the Levim and the Kohanim have to treat the Kelim and the Mishkan itself as it's being used or as it's being moved. The entire theme is telling us the Kedusha and the Kavod that the Mishkan deserves and how we should treat it and how we treat the area around it. Kamosha Amru, like it says in Chazal, Eino Doma Paltrin Shel Melech Sheish Lo Shomrim, Lipaltrin She'ein Lo Shomrim. There's the idea, in Meseches Tamid, but there's the idea that there's supposed to be Shomrim in the base of Mikdash, a mitzvah deoraisa. So the idea being that there's a certain kavod, right, in the what are they called? The beef eaters? What are the Buckingham Palace guards? Beef eaters? The big hats. Yeah. So those so the idea that that even if it's not to actually provide security, but the idea there's a certain stature of people who are just standing there on guard, it gives a certain impression of kavod and yira. So too, there's supposed to be the entire Klal Yisrael is kind of presenting that feeling. In the Mikdash, obviously Am Yisrael was living throughout Eretz Yisrael. You didn't have the same kind of Mikdash in the center and everybody kind of focused on it. But you did have the idea that there's actually supposed to be Kohanim and Levim standing guard around the base of Mikdash every night. That's the sugya in Tamid, in part of the sugya. Okay, Vasefer is a kulo b'mitzvos shah. So this is a Ramban, interesting thing. Everything here is temporary. I mean, to say it was about how we treated the Mishkan in that specific time, how we lived with the Mishkan in that specific time. Shenitztavu b'hem ba'amdam b'midbar u'v'nisim hanasim lahem. Everything is about how what life was like in terms of what their mitzvos were when they had the Mishkan in their presence, in terms of the miracles that were happening when there was a Mishkan in their presence. V'safer kol ma'isa Hashem asher asa imam l'hafmi. Tell all these wondrous things Hashem did for them. V'safer ki echel l'seis oyveim l'fem. It talks about Hashem began to give their enemies before them, lacherev, v'tiva echte chalek ha'aretz lehem, right? It's talking about dividing up Eretz Yisrael and conquering Eretz Yisrael and conquering their enemies. V'ein ba'sefer hazem mitzvos nogos ledoros. Interesting note that only somebody like the Ramban, who actually has this overarching view of the sefer, can say that there are almost no mitzvos in Bamidbar that are for all times. Zulasi ktsas mitzvos, except for here and there, a little bit for whatever reason, is given. Except for there's a few things in terms of karbanos, and here and there's some other things that you begin to talk about in Vayikra, which we're going to complete some of the details over here. Okay, so since Ramban, if you had to say, according to Ramban, what's the theme of Bamidbar? The theme is living with the Mishkan, living with the Mikdash. The idea of how we're supposed to treat it, how we're supposed to encamp, how we're supposed to travel, how we're supposed to assemble, disassemble. And it seems like also what the Ramban is saying is that, and then when you have a life that's focused on the Mishkan, there's going to be miracles happening. There's going to be miracles happening just stam. There's also going to be miracles happening in terms of how we're going to be able to overcome our enemies, etc. Like the life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the life of the Mishkan. So what the Ramban says here, again, now Ad Kan, the Ramban, and now free association is beginning. Okay, so the Ramban is saying that all these things, kulan b'mitzvos sha'a, the theme of Bamidbar is, this was what life was like in the Midbar. It's not about mitzvos for all generations, more about what life was like in the Midbar. On the other hand, though, I feel like the message you're getting from the Ramban, the idea of having the Mishkan literally as the center of one's life, but also figuratively, as the focus and something which we're thinking about and turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that idea you have even not Lisha. That is the mitzvah deoraisa, according to the Ramban. The idea of having kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center of one's life. If you look at the Ramban, on the next one, the Ramban from Shoftim, I looked at the calendar. So Shoftim is the very first Parsha Mirtzah Hashem of Elozma next year. So I don't know that we'll start the Ramban then, and I don't know, whatever, it's okay, we can still do this now. Hopefully, if we have Ramban for that first week.
There's also a lot of good ones in Shoftim.
There's a lot of good ones in Shoftim. Oh, Devarim is just chock full. Okay, so it says the Ramban over there, V'tam tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. The mitzvah, to be tamim, I mean, the context is right, don't turn to whatever, the kosmim, don't turn to any sort of fortune tellers. Tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. So says the Ramban, Shiniyache livaveinu elav livado, that our hearts should be unified towards Him alone. And the idea about this mitzvah of Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, it's about a certain mentality, a certain perspective on life. We have to feel like whatever we're doing, oh, well, that's so annoying, why did that happen? You believe that it's supposed to happen. Hashem is the one in control. He knows what will truly happen. If you want to know about Hashem, give me, you know, I want direction about what's going to happen, the only force in the universe that's able to tell us that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because anything else, lahavli, I'm sorry for bringing this up and it's being recorded even, but the message of Back to the Future, where we've seen Back to the Future, you guys saw Back to the Future, is that the future depends on the choices you make now. Right? I think that's what I recall from when I was like 8. Meaning to say that they're messing up in the 1950s, you make choices then, it's going to mess up the future, meaning that there is no future. The future is in your hands. So that's not true. Meaning, that's true if you go to the Kosmim and the Ovi Nidoni, because they don't really control the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, he's the one who can determine the future, and only he. So if Menu Levado Nidrosh Ha'asidos, anything else is not absolute. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can truly know what the future is. Minevia, Vomi'an Shech Hasidah, Britoni Lomar, Urim Vitumim, going to the Nevi'im, going to Urim Vitumim. V'lo nidrosh mehovrei shamayim, from those who try to tell the future from the heavens, v'lo mizulasam, or any other people, v'lo niftach she'avo divrayim al kolpanim. We shouldn't have this, even though it's true they could see a certain indication, this is what's supposed to happen, but we shouldn't believe that's what's necessarily going to happen. Because, even, and this is the Ramban l'shitah, so I think, the Ramban, as opposed to the Ramban, believes that there is a certain emes to the idea that there's certain kochos in the universe, and they kind of put things on a certain path. So it could be these people are not charlatans, and they're not fakes. But what they're seeing is not absolute, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he put into the fabric of the universe certain forces that will kind of lead events in a certain direction, he can always choose to manipulate them and change them and do whatever he wants. Aval em nishma davar mehem nomar hakol bidei shamayim. If we hear something from them, we'll say, you know what? Hakol bidei shamayim. Ki eloke elokim elyon halakol hayachal b'kol mishana ma'rachos hakochavim ba'mazalos kiritzono. Again, this is what I was just saying, I think. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate... composer, not what's the guy called? What's the guy called in the
conductor?
Conductor, thank you. The ultimate conductor. That's he's called the menatzeach in the modern Hebrew. Right, the ultimate conductor who can control all these forces within the universe and change them and decide to guide them in a certain way. Mefer osos badne mekos mihula. He must be quoting a pasuk. Okay, v'namin shekol abo siyana kfi eskarev hadam la'avudas. And we have to believe not only that he controls it, but that what will happen depends on what kind of future that we deserve, based on how we're serving him. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't go to these future fortune tellers, these future tellers, don't go to these people who communicate with the dead. Amar shetiye tamim im Hashem b'chol eile. Right? V'lo tira mimagid asir aval minevio tidrosh ve'ilav tishma. Okay, fine, very good. So what I'm trying, in my mind, the connection between this mitzvah of Tamim Tiyah and the mitzvah of, not the mitzvah, and the description in the Ramban in the Hakdama is that what happened so naturally in the Midbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was our focus, that we were thinking of Him literally as the one who's going to determine when we travel and how we live, and He's the one who's doing miracles for us, that we're supposed to try to establish even without the presence of the Mishkan. That is the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyah and Mashem Alokecha. Now the question is, so how do we do that? How could we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu this tangible center if it's not tangible, like it was in the Mishkan? How could we achieve this idea of Tamim Tiyah? So one of the ways to do that, is, in my mind, is another Ramban, the last Ramban for the morning. That's the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, by the Aseres HaDibros, by the mitzvah of Shabbos, by Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lakasho. So it says the Ramban over there. Because of Rashi, the Peter Zohar, Tenulev, Liskor, Tamidus, Yom HaShabbos. Rashi quotes the Medrash. What does it mean, remember Shabbos? Doesn't only mean to make Kiddush, doesn't only mean on Shabbos, remember that it's holy. It means one's life is always thinking about Shabbos. Shem Nizdamein lo chelek yafe. You're in the store, you're like, wow, that's a good bag of candies, or a good whatever. I don't know if you guys make cholent, like a good, that looks like a good cholent meat. Right? Yeah, must be no the Shabbos. I'm going to get this for Shabbos. V'zu b'raisa hi. Sheshnuya b'mechilta. Right? This is Chazal, what Rashi is quoting. Rabbi Elazar ben Chananya ben Chizki ben Garon Omer Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho Te Zohro me'echad b'Shabbos. Even Sunday is Shabbos. Even on Sunday I'm feeling Shabbos. You remember, even on Sunday. Shem nizdamin lo chefetz yafe. You're like, wow, that's a nice whatever it may be. That's a nice treat. Maskino the Shabbos, get it ready, prepare it for Shabbos. Avabaloshin yachid shinuya ve'ena kahalacha. Says the Ramban, but that's actually not the halacha. Why? Because machlokas Shammai and Hillel. Shevi Gemara amru tanya amru alava Shammai hazaki. Shammai hazaki, the founder of the yeshiva of Beis Shammai. Kol yomav haya ochel lechvot Shabbos. Every single day he was eating lechvot Shabbos. Keitzad matzah behema na'ah. He found a nice calf. Omer Tezu lechvot Shabbos, I'm going to get this for Shabbos. Lamachar, matzah acheres nahemene. If the next day he happened to find a nicer animal, so he's like, you know what? This is even better. I'm going to use this one for Shabbos. Miniach hashniyav ochelas arishona. So the first one, this Shabbos-tik animal that he had for Sunday, he's eating it on Monday. Aval hil lazake mita acheres haisabo. So this idea of the mechilta, that every single day I'm thinking about Shabbos, every single day I'm putting aside for Shabbos, that's really Shammai Hazakin's minug. But Hillel Hazakin had a different minug called Ma'isav Hayu L'Shem Shamayim. I'm not sure, I meant to check out Rashi, but again, I forgot I had to prepare for this. So I meant to check out Rashi. On Beitz, I think what it means is called Ma'isav Hayu L'Shem Shamayim, meaning he had so much bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because everything he did was L'Shem Shamayim, he figured Hashem will provide on Friday. Shema Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lanu. Every single day has its bracha, and Friday is going to have its Shabbos bracha. Tani Nami Hachi Beshami Omrim Bechad Beshavta Beshav Beshivcha Beshivtecha. The first of the week for Shabbos, Beisul Omrim Baruch Hashem Yom Yamos Lanu. Everything Hashem is going to give everything in its proper day. Meaning, I only have to worry about Shabbos on Friday. I think. Okay. Let's skip to this next little paragraph. Well, Derech Hapshat Omru. Okay, that's this different minhagim of Shammai Zaken and Hillel Zaken, but it says in this medrash, she mitzvah she nizkor tamid b'chol yom es haShabbos. There is a mitzvah throughout every single day to remember Shabbos. It should be a certain focus. Shelo nishkachei v'lo yischali flanu b'shar hayamim. To not forget it and to not switch it with any other day. You have to keep Shabbos as this holy, unique day. Ki bizachreinu also tamid yizkor ma'ase bereishis b'chol es. Memela, if we're remembering Shabbos, remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembering that He's the Borer, making Him the focus of our lives. And at all moments we're going to be acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Creator, and Ayin Shem, the famous Ramban at the end of B'Shalach, which is like the purpose of creation. I should have made that into a kuf. I always do a find and replace for Aleph Lamed Hey. So, meaning if there's Elohim, but here I forgot. Okay, I didn't search Aleph Lamed. This is an Iker Gadol in our Amun and Hashem, that everything is always focused on Shabbos, because ultimately it's always focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think we should skip the next little paragraph. Ulekach Amru. That's why it says in the Gemara in Chulin, Shabbos kula keneged kol mitzvah sheba Torah. The Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. In what sense? Because Shabbos is the idea of always recalibrating our mentality, our minds, on focusing on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator and the mitzvah. K'mosh amru ba'avodah zarah, mimnei sheba na'id al kol ikari ha'emunah b'chidesh u'ba'ashkacha u'b'nevuah. Also Ayin Shem and the Ramban. Ramban, did I say B'shalach? The Ramban and Bo. Sorry. Also, this is that through Shabbos we remember everything about how Hashem created the world and involved in our world and gave the mitzvot to our world. Uv mechilta, Rav Yitzchak Omer, lo de mone kederch sh'acherim monim. Don't count like the others count. What's the etymology of Sunday? The sun. What's the etymology of Monday? The moon. What's the etymology of Tuesday? I think it's Thor, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
That's Thursday.
That's Thursday, that makes sense. So what's Tuesday? Two? I don't know, something pagan. Something pagan, I'm not sure. Well, the Maisa, the Havdil, what are they counting in the weeks? They're counting to idols. It's pretty interesting that became part of our vocabulary. But meaning to say that the Havdil, the non-Jewish worlds, at least back in the day, their whole focus was every step of the day is focused on paganism. It's focused on idolatry. So says the Mechilta, says Rabbi Yitzchak, that's not us. What is Sunday Lahavdil? Sunday is Yom Rishon. What do you mean Yom Rishon? Yom Rishon the Shabbos. Everything is focused on Shabbos, literally. Elatei mona l'shem Shabbos, u'perishusha sh'agoyim mona mimah shevo l'shem hayamim atzmom, that they have their own proper names for the day. Yikru l'kol yom shem of ne'at, everything has its name. All shemos hamisharsim kenotshim, where they have names for their, for the idols, but meaning the subservient ones to God, meaning the sun and the moon and these gods, pagan gods, lahavdil, right? Like the Christians, right? Sunday, Monday, whatever names they have. Rabbi Avram, Ibn Ezra. I mean, that's a pshat of this pasuk. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'kacho, even on Sunday, even on Monday. V'omer ani shizo midrash shamei hazaken. That's how Shammai understood this pasuk. Shepirish mitzvah Zachar ad shelo tavo. Meaning, you remember it on Sunday, before Shabbos comes. You're always anticipating Shabbos. Kolomar, shelo nishkacheyu b'shum panim. Aval eskiru b'braisa od midas chasiduso shehiyahu ma'eskiru gam b'ma'achalop. What the Medrash is saying, and the Gemara in Beitza is saying, that there is a machlokas of Shammai and Hillel about how to get one's food for Shabbos, and that's connected with Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'kadsho. That was a unique machlokas about how to buy food for Shabbos. But says Raman, everybody agrees on the yisod of that idea. Hillel Azaken admits to the idea of it should be one's focus. Different minhag in terms of buying his groceries for Shabbos. He trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that on Friday he got the best portion for Shabbos, and there's no need to buy that on Sunday already. But certainly, says the Ramban, he had that in his mentality. So tying all these Rambans together, what was my free association doing to me? It was saying that there's an idea that the Ramban is saying now, a certain idea about the ideal, maybe. The ideal is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is literally the center of one's life. That was the life in the Midbar. And therefore, that impacted how literally where they lived and where they encamped and how they traveled and when they traveled. It impacted, what kind of meat they ate. Could be that all they ate were shlamim in the Midbar. Everything was literally focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that had nafka mina is because their miracles are happening to them and they're miraculously destroying their enemies. So I think maybe what the Ramban is saying in the other mitzvos, in the midst of Tamim Tiyah and Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho, is obviously we don't live in that reality anymore. And maybe we're not supposed to try to live on that high level like we are living in the Midbar. But as a certain goal and a certain hashkafa, that should be our mindset. We don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu literally in the center of our lives, like we did when we were camping around the Mishkan. But figuratively, that should be our focus and how we're thinking. That is the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha. And how do we accomplish that? I'm sure there's many ways. It could be through Torah, it could be through Tefillah, it could be through Gemilas Chasadim.
So Zechir Shabbos is my kind of mitzvah of Tamim.
One of the central ways, says the Ramban, is this idea of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Right? Because what does the Ramban say? He says, Vezeu Iker Godlo Ba'munas Hakel. Right, that's one of the ways in which we accomplish this purpose of creation is the idea of Shabbos. Because the idea of Shabbos, obviously, it's almost like Shabbos in time is what the Mishkan was in place. Meaning the idea that Shabbos is a time when we can kind of remember that focus, have that as a focus. And the ultimate goal is even on Sunday, even on Tuesday, is that we're remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bore and the guider and the mitzvah of the universe, from the fact that everything we're doing is always focused on that Shabbos is on the horizon. So that just tells you the importance of trying to establish within ourselves this very, very, very high level of emunah and perspective, which is obviously a lifelong goal, but that Shabbos probably is one of the cornerstones for how we're supposed to try to accomplish that. Okay,
you can also connect, I'm saying, like Shabbos, Mishkan, and Har Sinai.